Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go on then, do what you want, it's recording.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the muchly anticipated and long awaited Get Facts podcast. My name's James. My co-host, as always, right on cue, is... do you want to introduce yourself?
My name's Johnny, thank you.
Johnny has been drinking all day. I've had one drink, I'm absolutely fine. You're a bit too close to that microphone, mate. I'm sort of leaning into you because I feel like I'm your carer now. You were fine till about 10 minutes ago, and then it's hit you, hasn't it?
It has hit me.
It's day off today, and you're a bit drunk, aren't you?
I'm fucking wasted.
Do you want to tell us what you've had?
I've had 90 cans of Carling.
Yeah, which really doesn't count. We're still at zero.
No, but what got me was when they went to the shop to get whiskey, they brought back a bastard bottle of Jim Beam. Red Stag. No, I don't want cherry whiskey. I want proper whiskey.
Oh, is it no good, that one?
No, shade.
Have you tried Conor McGregor's Proper 12?
I've not, no.
No, apparently it's shit as well. It's not as good as Jameson's.
I'm not convinced I'm going to make it to the end of this, mate.
What do you mean? You think you're going to throw up?
Yeah.
Well, we need to record that. Oh, for fuck's sake. Things to discuss. I had on here Johnny's DIY because you said you wanted to talk about DIY.
I've been doing some good DIY.
So what have you done? Do you want to tell the listener what you've done?
I've built a floor, painted a staircase.
You've built a floor? That sounds quite...
Yeah, so there was...
I feel like I'm interviewing like a rocker in his 60s. He's had that much drugs that he can't speak properly.
There was a deficit of...
defecate
floor.
You did some laminate floor, not laminate flooring. You did some laminate flooring.
No,
it wasn't.
Have you not seen that there? It's not laminate flooring.
What is it? Lino?
No, that shit goes 3 foot deep.
No, what is it?
Have you seen it?
Not laminate. What is it? Yeah, it's laminate floor. No, I'm talking about a friend's house.
Oh, at a friend's house, yeah, I knocked up a laminate floor. 2 minutes. Hey! Laminate!
And then you ripped up the carpet on your stairs.
Yeah.
Some sort of like protest, if you're in prison or something. And you've painted that, haven't you? You painted your stairs.
Yep.
You've since been told by a painter and decorator that it needs to be done properly.
Yeah, but he wasn't that much fun.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, that's not
good. I'm not sure how much I value his opinion. He looked a bit like someone who would, I don't know, be in favour of Brexit.
Yeah. So, any other DIY? Have you got any tips for the listener in terms of DIY?
Yeah, piss and fucking try. It'll work out all right in the end. Have you seen that there?
That's not good for the listener. Seeing what?
I don't think I'm up for this.
You are up for this, because I'm gonna hold your hand through it.
All right, come on then. Let's do it as friends.
Just, obviously, you've recently moved area. Do you notice that there's a lot of flashes? There's apparently been a lot of people like within decent exposure in your local area. Are you worried about that? I'm being deadly serious, by the way, now.
Yeah, absolutely not heard of that.
I've just put a little note here. I'm always holding my breath hoping the description doesn't match yours.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not worth flashing.
I've also put here because last time we recorded, Glastonbury still was a thing for the future. Did you see Idols play at Glastonbury?
No, but then I've always been one of Moses' friends and don't believe in false idols.
Anyway, Idols, if no one's seen it, been described as one of Britain's most important bands.
Are they shit or not, though?
Given the current political climate. No, they're really good. Punk rock, yeah. It's back, mate.
Bollocks, punk.
Very good.
Bollocks.
Watch the anyone listening to this, just watch, just type in Idols. Not it's spelled Idols like Bone Idol, like you know.
I've got an idea.
Just search them on Glastonbury. Very good set. Very good set.
Come here, Pet.
Johnny's calling over his better half.
Do us a favour, Pat. Come here.
What? I'll patronise him.
Come here.
That. Anyway, go on.
What?
Come here now.
Fucking hell.
You've been fucking told. Get here.
An insight into Johnny's life.
Sorry, listener.
If he does strike her at any point, listener, I will step in. Get a couple of digs in myself.
Sit there.
Oh, he's got... Am I running these by Amber? Jesus, try not to fall over.
There you go.
You've always wanted to do a podcast.
Do that with him for a bit, please. Thank you.
My glass.
You've pinched a drink.
I'm filling it up with you.
Okay. She's not got any more wine. How many have you had today, Amber, by the way?
So, me and my friend have had a box of wine and also...
A box of wine, that's always classy.
Yeah, there's three bottles in there, so one and a half each. And also, I'm on the second bottle. And I think that's better.
But you're Scottish, so it doesn't really count for you. That's sort of... It's like, you know, when you do the temperature
it's
abroad.
Like pre-drinks.
And it's Fahrenheit and Celsius.
Yeah, pre-drinks.
So for Scots, like, you sort of take off half. Anyway. so Amber can... Do this bit.
So am I doing this now?
You're doing this bit.
You're doing the whole podcast. Crack on.
Yeah, you're gonna do it. We'll be probably.
Does that mean you're picking up the pizza?
Yes. Oh no, you'll go outside. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
What else have I got on my list? Oh, Facebook. I've got the. Have you seen them annoying Australian blokes who prank each other and hit each other in the dick all the time?
No.
Yeah, it's really annoying, and it's like people are trying to say it's like oh mates or whatever, but that's not what mates do, is it, Johnny? Or Amber, as the case may be.
Are you sure?
Does anyone ever hit you in the dick, Amber?
Yes, all the time. Do you know what? It is really, really, really sore.
Yeah, I can imagine it is. And it's big as well, because I've seen it in the urinals once. No, they do this
bigger
thing
Bigger than yours?
Oh, yeah, mine's tiny. there's one particular one where... look at Johnny looking on like a proud father, which makes it weird during sex. There's
what
one
sex?
Where... the guy's trying to stop smoking. They're like, he needs to quit smoking. So they start putting things in his cigarettes. And every time he has a cigarette, like, they hit him in the dick and stuff. Just Facebook annoys me, because it's either that or people catching paedophiles.
Because that's a bad thing.
But... I'm not...
Just annoys me, because they're just catching paedophiles.
These pesky groups. I don't mean it like that. I just mean, like, that's it. It's either puppies, paedophiles, or, like, idiots in Australia. Just,
right.
There's nothing else on Facebook, is there?
I see your side on paedophiles, yeah. Go on.
Yeah. I've not been caught yet because I don't speak to decoys.
No. You're clever.
Anyway, moon landing. We've missed this. So last time we recorded the moon landing, we missed it. It was 50 years on in July. Just thought I'd run this by you because it's a fact. This is the first fact of the episode. So
of Get Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad
brilliant.
I'm glad you
thank you.
It, in 1963, Major League Baseball, that's a sport in America, if you're not sure. I know you're female.
What? Is it?
Yeah. Pitcher, don't laugh at this either, and turn your phone off, it's unprofessional. Gaylord Perry remarked, "They'll put a man on the moon before I hit a home run." On July the 20th, 1969, an hour after Neil Armstrong set foot on the surface of the moon, Perry hit his first and only home run while playing for the San Francisco Giants. It's amazing,
wow.
Isn't it? There's a fact for you.
That is a fact and a half. That's amazing.
I just think it's a shame that no one's called Gaylord anymore and that name sort of fizzled out.
Oh, no. I know a few Gaylords.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know one quite close?
I think
I've got one in mind.
Got a few friends that are called Gaylord.
I mean, not his Christian name, but he's a bit of a Gaylord.
Yeah, yeah.
Just think, if you did have a son, maybe not with Johnny.
That is the exact name that I would pick.
You'd pick Gaylord.
Yeah.
Fair
what
enough.
Do you think, Johnny? Gaylord Murphy?
Yeah. Gaylord Murphy, have it.
Oh, you sound like one of them Australian blokes now.
Boo.
No kids for you. Bye bye.
What about this one, Amber? Retired basketball sensation Michael Jordan. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
He makes more money from Nike each year than all Nike factory workers in Malaysia combined.
I think that's awful.
Do you think it's awful? See, I thought it was...
I'm not surprised.
No, and I thought it was pretty bad. But I did the maths on it right.
Okay.
They're only paid peanuts.
Well, it makes sense then, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
But at the same point, it's not great.
Why are they paid peanuts? Why don't they pay them in money?
Is this your podcast or what?
Yeah.
Go away.
You give up your seat for Amber. We're doing quite well here. This could be something new that we'd, you know.
You're going away. You've been replaced.
Well, I worked it out anyway. So, right. Basically, they don't know how to slam. They're only 4 foot. They can't slam dunk anything. Right, he's pretty good at it. Yeah.
Hang on.
Would you buy trainers?
Hang on a minute. So, you're telling me if I can't slam dunk something, that I will not be paid?
Not as much as Michael Jordan.
As much as I should be paid. Because I'm 4 foot 11. You're telling me that I'm not going to be paid as much as them?
Listen, I'm sort of...
reading out the facts.
I'm vertically challenged to an extent as a male. I'm not 4 foot 11, maybe, but I'm not the tallest bloke. I'm just thinking, like, he's the face of Nike, isn't he? So, would you buy trainers off a Malaysian bloke? Or would you buy them off Michael Jordan?
I wouldn't buy them off either.
Anyway, I did the maths on it. You didn't need to. 9,400 workers. They're on $173.74 per month.
Oh, good. Lucky for them.
So that works out per year. $2,084.88.
What are they complaining about?
So combined, so just short of 10,000 workers, it works out just over $19.5 million.
Mm.
So I think it's justified, really. That they,
yeah. Fabulous. Let's go.
That have done that. We're going through this at a rate of knots. I'll just run.
Is that because Johnny's not here and he's not,
Johnny's not
keeping
here to
you
talk shit? So it's quite efficient, if anything. Right. So we've got. We normally do. I don't know if you. Obviously, you listen to this every time we do it, Amber. Yeah. Really. Don't look.
I try.
So we've got an animals at work, which is a regular feature. I've
is
also
it?
Got. Yeah. I've got. Don't be like that. We've also got. Another little bit of news about penguins that are gay. Which one would you want first?
The penguins that are gay, please.
The gay penguins, right. Okay. BBC News. Berlin Zoo's gay penguins adopt abandoned egg.
Oh, do you know what? I think I've seen this. And I think it's so cute.
So, two male penguins at Berlin Zoo have been carrying an abandoned egg since July in their long quest to become parents. This is BBC saying this, the long quest. I don't know if it's just...
That's where you get my heartstrings.
What, gay
penguins? The only heart that I've got.
The swinging brick. But the way the BBC have said that, so it's their long quest to become parents, it sounds like they've had a long, drawn-out court case. I don't know about
a
you.
A court case, oh, of course.
Is it not just like instinct for them to carry the egg? Or are that...
Well, not two males,
like, we
no.
just really want a little chick around not... the, you know, the pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Not two males, no.
So, do you know what they're called, the penguins? I've got the names if you're not sure.
Please tell me.
Skipper and Ping.
Oh.
They're keen to have a chick, apparently, of their own. Not like that, because obviously they're gay.
Because they told the people asking.
Exactly. And have been known to try and hatch fish and stones.
Hatch fish? How? So, how have they hatched a fish and stone?
No, they've tried to. So, like when penguins, you have it between the feet.
Right.
The egg. So they've had a little stone there, like thinking, it's a little egg.
Oh, that breaks my little heart.
The two king penguins adopted the egg, which was abandoned by a sole female. So she's thinking, get rid, don't want it.
Well, you know, there's a few people like that I might know.
Yeah, not even in the penguin world.
No, exactly.
So apparently they've been behaving like model parents. I don't know what that means. But basically the zookeepers found the abandoned egg, popped it in the little sort of between the feet. Yeah. It's described
popped
as
it with,
under
what?
A flap of belly skin,
I like
it
the,
says. The hand,
you know,
gesture.
The hand gesture you're making so that I know exactly
so
what you're
listener,
talking
I'm sort
about.
Of like,
yeah.
It's like I'm feeding a horse, but or maybe...
I don't think that's feeding a horse.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't do that
it's
on a girl.
It's like, yeah, don't
how
know
how would you
that
describe
is.
That? That hand movement.
I really don't know. It's like scooping something up.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Anyway, so they've got like a flap of belly skin, apparently, and that's where they keep the egg warm.
I feel their pain, yeah.
And they've been sharing it back and forth.
The belly
egg.
Skin.
No, the egg.
I wish I like, could share that.
The little gay couple. You just let Johnny have it.
No, I wouldn't give it. Just anyone.
And apparently they've been making sure no one's near their precious egg since.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, there is a downside to this.
Am I ready?
Yeah, don't get the tissues ready. But they don't know yet for certain
can
if the egg's been fertilised. The egg might not have been fertilised yet.
What do you mean it's not been fertilised? They've
well, they
been run around
sure.
with this egg and it's not even been fertilised.
Yeah, so they'll find out in early September.
What?
If this egg is fertile, if it's been fertilised, then...
How long have you been waiting?
They'll get a chick. Since July?
When? July.
August. It's not that long, but...
So when do they find out?
It's early September. So 2 months-ish.
Oh, that's so sad. What if it's not, though?
The
they're going to be so sad.
Yeah, they're probably a little bit sad. Another thing about gay penguins, right? Apparently...
Moving on. Another thing about gay.
No,
never mind.
Apparently,
sad.
It's not. It's nothing new. And there's loads of like, even in the wild, there's like gay penguins. It's not just.
But it doesn't surprise me. There's gay people everywhere.
No, no.
Did you
like,
not know this?
No, but I mean, in like a species of animal. I don't know how common that is. How many tigers do you know they're gay?
Quite a lot.
Do you? Oh, Winnie the Pooh always struck me as a bit gay, as a bear.
Yeah, 100%.
And he never wore pants.
Oh, yeah.
Just wore a T-shirt. Come on, Piglet. Come with me. Weird.
Oh, that's awful.
but was he a teddy bear? Because he didn't that's ever cock, did he?
Well, I never looked, anyway. To be honest. So
you say you can't look, but you didn't look, but it's all there, isn't it?
It's there on show.
Or maybe he had the flap of belly skin that covered it.
I gave it to him, that's why.
Yeah, fair enough. Apparently, and I'm a bit disappointed at this because me and Johnny weren't invited, the London Zoo's gay penguins joined the city's Pride event this year.
Oh, so they were on parade. They're all gay.
Yeah, little gay penguins.
What about the rest of the animals? They might be gay too.
Well, they might. I see this. I don't know. Is it a thing?
I think it is. Like, there's no way you can determine whether someone's gay or not just because they're an animal. Do you know what I mean?
An animal. You've got three cats. Do you reckon any of them's a bender?
Oh, 100%.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. They're not getting any women anytime soon. Jesus Christ, look at them.
Little virgins.
Yeah, 100%. Ralph is so depraved, it's unreal.
Do you reckon they turn to each other then for a bit of bum fun?
Well, Ralph's quite new, so between Oreo and Luther, they're kind of determining who's going to, you know, pounce first, I think.
Who's going to be the...
top dog.
Top
cat.
Top and bottom.
Yeah.
You know, he could be...
And they'll be like, you're mine.
He's like, I'm the postman, you're the letterbox. Pins him down. You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
So when you hear cats, you know, like sometimes at night you hear cats going meow at each other. It's just your cats like having a threesome.
It's not actually, because I hear it on the street quite a lot, and actually I really worry. So I'm running, I look out the window, and I'm like, I can't see them. So then I open the window even further, shove my body out the window so I can see a little bit further.
You're naked at this point.
I'm not naked, but I've got, you know, my nightie on. My boob might fall out at a point.
Flop out of the window.
Or not, it might pop out. And then I'm like, oh, I can't hear it. Go back to bed. And then it happens again. It's like, meh.
Yeah, you know
so
why,
then you
know
run down the stairs, you go out, and then you look like a... walking down the street, looking for noises that you may or may not have heard.
Yeah, I don't think I've had the word on this podcast, but we'll keep it in. Do you know why they go quiet when you open the window? Because if a tit's falling out, the cat's going, oh my God, I was just about to have a fight. And there's a crazy Scottish lady with a boob hanging out the window.
They might be looking for milk, so it's all right.
You breastfeed your cats. That's when you should say that. My dad said he had a kitten once. I'm going to have to get more details on this. He woke up one morning and it was suckling off his teat.
No, do not even lie to me.
He was doing like the paws. You know, like they pad the paws like that.
Yeah, I've had that.
And it was like licking on his nipple, apparently. That's weird, isn't it?
Okay, moving on.
Apparently he didn't teach it. So,
please move on.
So just to talk about the animal kingdom. let's move on from your tits out the window and let's move
Thank
on to
you.
Gay
Thank
animals.
You.
You reckon it's more common than just in penguins?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And I've not...
I've got nothing to back it up whatsoever, but it must be true.
I think it is true, because I'm sure I saw a programme once and there was a gay dog. He refused to mate with other male dogs. There was a female dog in season and he wasn't interested, but he was trying to hunt the other male dog.
Have you not seen Legally Blonde?
No, I can't say I have not.
There was two little gay dogs
in that.
Isn't
that a film, though? It's not...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not fact, is it?
But it's based on truth.
Fair enough. Animals at work. When Johnny comes to edit this, he can put the nice jingle in. I'm sure he will. Basically, just like...
I think he's abandoned ship.
There's people out there, Amber, who don't work.
What?
There's people out there in life who don't work, don't they? Some people hard on the look, I get that. There's other people who don't get out of bed for less than 500 quid. You know what I mean? Just lazy.
I would like to be that person.
But you work hard, don't you?
Yeah,
despite the fact you're Scottish.
Despite the fact I'm Scottish.
You get stuck in, don't you? Someone's got to buy the iron brew.
So it's hard to come by these days.
Yeah.
Especially
is it really?
In England. Yeah, in England it is.
Do you get, can you get, you know, like a Calippo ice lolly, just to go off topic? Or a popsicle?
Yeah, we can get them, yeah.
Can you get it as an iron brew flavour?
No, we have, do you know like, do you know Wambar? We get them in iron brew flavour. So yeah. An iron brew bar.
I was disappointed that the Wambars don't taste of George Michael, but that's just me.
You would be.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. Perhaps we'll talk about your Scottish heritage after this section. So animals at work, I talk about an animal that's got a job, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Just to try and shame people who are on Jeremy Kyle, or not, as the case may be these days. I think that was still a thing last time we recorded. Anyway, what about this, right? You need wiring done in your house, Amber.
Yeah? Okay.
You're not going to get Johnny to do it, despite his DIY.
He tries.
Yeah. Ferrets as electricians.
Ferrets?
Yeah, ferrets.
Ferrets are cute, but yeah. I wouldn't want them to do my electricity.
Yeah, he's probably not got the right sort of qualifications for it. Now, known for their speed and flexibility, ferrets can travel quickly through tunnels and navigate through hard-to-reach areas.
Yeah.
So, someone had a light bulb moment. This means they've been utilised to go where engineers have been unable to get to.
Because they're not skinny enough.
Yeah, basically. So if there's like a tight gap and they need to run a wire through it, they'll get the ferret, attach the wire to it, the ferret runs through, the wire comes through the other end.
So when did this start happening?
Well, great question, Amber. You're better than Johnny at this already. Up until the 1960s, Boeing, the airplane company, okay. Made the airplanes,
yeah.
They had their own team used to carry cables they required in aircraft when they were building them. Right?
Just people or the...
What do you mean?
When they started, was it always...
Well, I don't think they always have ferrets, but they were like...
Was it people first, and then they thought they weren't skinny
enough?
Yeah,
they weren't saying...
Even at size zero, they can't get anywhere, so we're just going to get ferrets.
We've got a couple of skinny lads, but they're not quite...
They're not quite what we need, yeah.
And their arms aren't 12 foot
You're not
long.
Reaching our potential, so you've been moved aside for a ferret.
For a ferret, yeah. You've lost your job, Alan. Sorry about your wife and kids.
Alan!
But we've got whiskers to take your job.
Hard one.
Apparently...
How did you tell your wife that?
I don't think you'd get the ferrets, do you?
You wouldn't.
You say, listen, they're going under. They're cutting out people. Or maybe you say...
I've not even had a payout because they were that poor.
Yeah. Or maybe you just say, like, you know what? They've lost the plot. They're employing ferrets. I don't want to work with them. Maybe you say something like that. They were also used to move cabling during Party in the Park. Millennium Eve. I don't know where you were, Millennium Eve, before you brought in the Millennium. At New Year's Eve?
I have no idea.
No? Probably drunk somewhere in Glasgow.
In Scotland, yeah.
Apparently they were used in 1999 to do the Party in the Park. Apparently it was on TV, so they used them to go under the flooring of the concert to get the cabling through to connect up to the TVs. They used tiny nylon harnesses. The cables are rigged to the ferrets and encouraged down holes and incentivised by food to reach the other end, so they'll have a piece of meat at the other
That's
end and
the clever.
Ferret will come through.
But also, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think they're knowingly doing it. They're not going, I'm in at 6 tomorrow. Bit stressed.
This is a long shift, just 12 hours.
Oh, this overtime.
And I'm not getting fed any of this time. My lunch break is totally not what it should have been.
He keeps putting meat at the end and taking it away when I pull the wire through.
Bastard.
They've also been used to put TV cables down during the broadcast of Princess Diana's royal wedding celebrations.
Oh, brilliant. Diana would have loved that.
Do you reckon? God rest her soul.
I don't know.
Do you reckon she's a fan of ferrets?
Yeah, of course she was. She was a fan of everything.
Yeah,
right?
She'd have bedded a ferret, I reckon.
Bedded.
If the rumours are to be believed. That's libelous.
I'll leave you to make that decision.
There was an April Fool's joke in 2010 where Virgin Media claimed ferrets helped lay the cables to expand their broadband services to rural areas. It was deemed to be a hoax. So, there you go. There's your animals
that's good.
At work. There's your homosexual animals. What do you think of ferrets at work?
Well, I'm glad that it's not related to our broadband because we'd have nothing. People complain about broadband enough.
Do you think?
In my opinion.
And they went, and you're getting ferrets to take our jobs?
Yeah.
Brexit means Brexit. Something like that. It wasn't a black ferret, was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of them brown ones.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I haven't had a payoff. I've got a ferret doing what I need to do.
I've got actually another topic here. Have you ever met any of your heroes, Amber? Apart from myself, apart from being on this show.
No, I've not met a hero, unfortunately. So, when I was really young, I used to love the singer Catatonia. Do you know Catatonia?
Yeah, the Welsh woman.
Yeah, I loved her.
If all you've got to do today is find peace of mind. That's my impression. What else did she sing? There's another one.
Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, you did it with a Scottish accent, which really throws me. And she did one with Tom Jones, didn't she? Was it Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah,
was it?
They did Baby It's Cold Outside, and then there was another one with something Matthews, and it was where they literally talked about cutting each other's heads off and throwing each other off a cliff.
Oh, that
and I loved that one.
I never thrown my knickers at you, and I don't come from Wales. That one.
Yeah, exactly. Which is one of my favourite. And I never met her, but when I was really young, my mum's ex-boyfriend which one? Who knows? his name is Bruce, and he sent off to Catatonia and told her how much I liked her and this and that. And then it came back, and she sent a letter back, nothing personal, but sent back
but left,
this little...
locket of pubes.
Do you know what? If it was pubes, I could, you know, get the DNA and make another one.
Fan of mine.
Yeah, I could make my own catatonia.
Please find attached my plaited pubic hair from the valley.
Please make me again. But no, so it was like a little rock. It was a dead thin and it had her name printed on it. And I thought, yeah, she sent me that.
She's got that. Oh, she's got that from like a...
He conned me.
Oh, it was a lie.
Well, I don't know if it was an actual lie.
That's a bastard trick.
But do you know what? I really liked it, and I loved her, and I still listen to her songs. I love her.
She's left me a fridge magnet with a name on it, and he's got
it. It's not even a fridge magnet. It doesn't even go in my fridge. If it was on my fridge, I'd be happy. But it's not. It's a little fucking rock.
You got a rock. And it's flat. You got a rock from Anglesey.
And he just printed the name on it. But anyway, I really liked it at the time, and it was really good, but... Any of my elders, I would have loved to have met her.
Because it's a flat stone and you realised it was all a lie. Did you just skim it across a lake?
I realised my life was flat.
Skimmed it across the lake and was like, forget it. Everything's been a lie.
Just don't even lie to me anymore. But I loved it at the time. Took me about 10 years to realise what was going on. So that's fine. As a young girl, I was dead happy. I must have been about 9.
Oh, so it was a nice thing for him to do. He should have just written to her, though, unless he tried.
Do you know what? I sometimes think she actually did send it back. I don't know if it was like an automatic reply, but it was really nice.
Yeah, if you want to believe that, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I try.
The reason I say that, you won't have a clue about this. I don't know if Johnny will know either. Johnny's recently come back from acquiring food from somewhere.
Where I sent him to do his job.
So there was a radio station back in the day called Q103. It's still going now.
And I used to listen to that all the time.
So there was a late night host called James Stanage on the show. A bit controversial. I think Ofcom in the end got rid of him or whatever. Right?
Off.
I was in a pub recently and he was in there. They say never meet your heroes. Amber's miming that she wants a drink now to...
Where is it?
What I'm saying is my wine is in the freezer. Thank you.
No, I've poured the last of it unless there's more.
Oh.
That's what I said to you. There's no more.
Forget that then. Just get the whiskey from the kitchen.
There you go. Hardcore. So anyway, I met him in the pub. Now, he's a bit controversial, so just having small talk with him. And then he started talking about religious sects insisting on circumcising children and how it's barbaric, darling. It's barbaric. That's how he speaks. And I was just in an awkward position. And I've just written down here, never meet your heroes. So I suppose you've never met yours, though.
I haven't.
No.
But I think I still would like to.
You'd still like to meet her. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, this podcast.
How bad could she be, right?
I'm sure we could perhaps get that to happen.
What? Push her out to Catatonia saying that I would love to meet her.
For fuck's sake. Johnny's just.
And what'd Coke with that? Not lemonade, thank you.
He's just spilt lemonade everywhere.
No.
Johnny actually went out with a girl once and he bought her a pint of lemonade and she was so delighted. Really swept her off her feet. Swept her off her feet.
Not me.
So despite the fact he's not on the podcast, he's now loitering around like a bad smell.
I am now, I'm back.
Loitering around a bit. Like a bad smell.
Welcome.
Scotland. Let's talk about Scotland anyway.
Okay, go on.
Have you got any facts about Scotland? We had a show about William Wallace before, but...
So, the major fact that I love about Scotland is that because I'm from Perth... No one ever knows where it's from. And they always go, oh, is it Perth from...
Australia.
Like, yeah. And it really winds me up. But actually, at one point, it was the capital of Scotland.
Oh, was it?
It was.
When was this?
Skin Palace. I can't remember what year it was. I don't care. But it was the capital at some point.
Are we...
And everyone just forgets about... Johnny, would you stop that?
He's such an annoying little cunt.
Has he been told off my own podcast?
He's absolutely licked. Is Perth really northern Scotland?
So
it's the top end.
About side in it as Edinburgh, but it's about an hour higher. So.
Right. So we're not like Isle of Skye. We're not that way.
No, we're not that high.
It's too far.
But it is beautiful. But yeah, it used to be the capital. We've got Skin Palace. The Stone of Destiny was there. Rubbish at history. But as far as I know, that ended up in Skin Palace at some point. It may have gone back to Scotland. I don't know. But it used to be the capital of Scotland.
Why did it get took off you? Could you not be trusted?
No, because the Queen was a knob.
The Queen. Oh, the English Queen. Don't spit on me now. It's not
That's
my
why. Yeah. They just like to take anything from Scotland. They don't like us.
So they took it from you and just give it...
Not from me personally.
No,
obviously
not from you. I mean, you're clearly not royalty.
what are you saying?
You've been kicked up. No, so... Any other facts about Scotland? When did you leave Scotland? Because you still got the accent.
So I left when I was 12, so 2005. And I moved on the 3rd of December.
Jesus, I didn't need that much information.
Well,
but
you asked.
It is a fact.
It's a fact. So the 3rd of December.
3rd of December, Christmas in England. Oh, can you wait, Mother? I hope it's a haggis.
I've never had haggis.
You've never had haggis?
No, I've never had haggis.
And you call yourself Scottish?
Well, I don't like the thought of a sheep's insides.
Oh, I do.
So, when we moved down, when I went to this school, a new school, I got on a uniform and this, and they were really, it was like a posh school. They made you have like badges on the socks and all that.
They made you have shoes.
Yeah, they made you actually wear a uniform, basically. I don't know where I was going with this now.
So, this is in England. You went to a posh school. What's your experience of it as a child growing up?
Tell them what the story of destiny is.
We'll come back to that.
You just missed it. You can
explain it in more detail later on. And but then, let's talk about your schooling.
I went in and I was dead warm because it even though it was like December, yeah, everyone else had jackets and I had just this jumper on. I was like, oh, this is really nice. I'm dead warm, I'm dead comfy, and everyone's freezing. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, why have you got that massive jacket? This is really warm.
It's only -3, you wee puff.
It's only -20. What the fuck are you on about? But, yeah, I really liked it. I didn't stay at that school for long. I moved. But, overall, quite good.
Do you see yourself going back to Scotland?
I'd love to go back to Scotland, yeah.
And live there? I mean, I don't mean just a visit.
No, 100%. Yeah, I'd love it. If I was going to live anywhere, it'd be Glasgow.
Right, any particular reason?
Because I've got a lot of family there, and I grew up going there in the holidays, and I just like the vibe. It's a bit more like Manchester, so it's not like a little town. It's
There's
more going on.
There's more fights there as well, isn't there? So you really can. Really
oh yeah,
get stuck
I really get my teeth in. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. When are you coming up?
I'm busy that week. When is it? The Stone of Destiny. Then what's that? Is this related to William Wallace?
So the Stone of Destiny...
You know that's propaganda made by the Scottish, don't you? It didn't actually exist.
We're not going to have this conversation.
What's the Stone of Destiny, sorry?
Stone of Destiny was in Scone Palace.
But what is it? What is it? You say
a stone.
They just throw it about at each other for a laugh?
I don't know. It's just a stone.
Well, thanks for your brief...
I'm not getting into this because you will not understand.
Brief history of Scotland.
Tell him.
Shut up.
Get him fucking trolled.
Shut up.
Oh, is it very anti-English, the Stone
of
Destiny?
No, don't listen to him. He's too drunk to even...
Have you...
I've taken over the podcast.
To be honest.
Thank me.
Because we can really... Because me and him, like, with all due respect to your partner, ugly bastards, you know, a couple of pictures of you on there. I'm sure we'll get the sort of creepy guys involved. A bit more listenership. I'm well up for that, I think. Anyway... Deep fried Mars bar.
Yes.
You had it?
100% all the way.
Is that a
deep
Scottish
fried
thing?
Mars bar or a deep fried cream egg.
Oh,
have you had one of them?
I'm not a deep fried cream
they
egg.
They are delicious.
I like a cream egg.
Love a cream egg.
Deep fried?
100%.
Is it better? I imagine the centre would get like lava though. I'd probably be discouraged from eating.
Have you had a deep fried Mars bar?
No, I've not.
Okay, so when you have a Mars bar,
mm-hmm.
it's like a bit gooey.
Yeah.
And on the outside, it's just battered.
Yeah.
So you've got the batter, and then you bite into it, and it just like melts in your mouth.
I know how eating works. But I'm just thinking, you know the fondant inside a cream egg?
Yes.
Does it not go really hot because it's been deep fried?
Well, you'd think the inside of a Mars bar would too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it's not
so
a
it's pretty
fondant,
much the same
really,
thing.
Is it quite enjoyable? Would you recommend?
Very, very enjoyable. But the one thing that I do love is a pizza crunch.
You'll have to
which
that
is
by
a,
me and the
a,
listener.
A deep fried not a Mars bar. We discussed that. A deep fried pizza.
Oh, it's just pizza.
So it's
pizza
a pizza
quite
and
literal
butter.
Then I thought it might have been
no. So it's a pizza in batter. So it's battered.
Jesus Christ!
No. It is amazing.
Right.
It is the best thing. So you ask for a pizza supper, and you get this pizza.
A pizza supper.
Pizza supper.
I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. You know, a fish supper perhaps. Pizza supper for these pal.
Can I have a pizza supper? And then you get this pizza, they dip it in the batter, they fry it, and then they give you the chips on top.
I can see why Johnny's with you now. It all makes sense.
Does it all make sense? Because he's a fat bastard.
A weight on a man's heart is through his stomach.
Well, yeah.
did he cook the pizza first, or is this like a raw pizza going?
So it's not a raw pizza. It's kind of like a bit mid.
It's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's sort of ready.
So it's
to
not.
Go.
Do you know like when you get a pizza from a curry house? It's not like that. It's like one of them.
I mean, who is getting pizza from a curry house apart from you, you animal?
Well, okay. Well, you mean not like a curry house, but like a takeaway? Yeah. So you get one of them ones that's like from, say, Farm Foods or whatever. It's already a pizza. It's there. I'm imagining this is what they do.
Right, yeah.
And they just like cut it up into halves. Then they
you run
dip it in the
kebab shops, don't you?
What? No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just guessing. You asked me a fucking question.
Sorry, yeah.
Don't take the piss. And then Johnny in the background just snigger it, and you can shut the fuck up too.
Yeah, you can shut up. Anyway, so they
you
get it.
Dip it in the butter and just fry it, and it's the best thing you'll ever have.
So it's, you see, you can't really see the cheese. The cheese is under a layer of batter then.
So it's under the batter. Yeah. Right. They also do.
Do they cut it up into triangles still, or?
You'll ask for a half or a quarter.
Right. And you just have it, just you fill your face with it.
Basically, yeah. So they have the tray, the chips, then the pizza on top.
Johnny's a big fan of the Parmo. Is that a Scottish thing?
It's not a Scottish thing.
Have you tried
all.
The Parmo?
I have now.
What did you think?
I hadn't. It's nice, but I think the deep fried pizza.
It's not a pizza supper.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think he will agree after the one he had last night.
Can we discuss just? I mean, I don't know how long we've done here.
Doesn't matter. Go on.
No, it doesn't matter to be honest. I know, but I don't know where it says it. That's my problem.
107
seconds. 107
seconds.
Great. That's how long it is. Yeah, perfect. I don't know if you still do, play an unusual sport.
Roller derby.
Do you want to talk the listeners through that? You're so much more interesting than Johnny. He just, he just sits in all day and masturbates. At least we've got some like actual discussion to have.
Hey, look, it's my fucking podcast.
It's not yours anymore. You give it up.
I had a very nice wank earlier.
Under the stairs.
He's absolutely bladdered. Your lips look all red, mate, as well. And now he's dancing. He's doing a weird dance.
Oh, they can't see that on the podcast, can they?
No.
No.
We're talking about roller derby here, mate. I don't know if you want to sit back down.
Yeah, piss off.
No,
you're not needed.
Bye.
Yeah, so
I'm going for a more drink.
He's just nearly fell over.
Thinks he's Scottish now.
Yeah, he does. Roller derby.
So roller derby is, I don't know. It's not your conventional sport,
no, it's
I
not.
Guess. So it's
what are the rules? Because there's no like ball involved, is there?
There's no ball involved.
It's not like hockey. It's not.
If you imagine. Rugby on wheels but without the ball. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
So there's no ball. So you've got a circular track. Yeah. But it's not circular, it's a bit more oval.
Okay.
You've got two teams.
Yeah.
There can be however many people on that team as you want, but on the track at any one time there can only be five. On there's gonna be one person that's a jammer.
A jammer?
A jammer, which is the person that's trying to get round the track.
Right.
And then
so they're normally quite fast then. They're the fast one.
Fast, athletic. Yeah. They can jump in these skates on wheels. They're amazing.
Yeah. Still waiting for your position then, Amber, if you want to carry on down the list.
And then you've got your four blockers. So the jammers have to get through the blockers. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then, so you've got a few rules of the game. So you basically you can't hit anyone with your elbows.
No.
Can't hit anyone with your knees, anything like that. So it's basically elbow above
like
and
a shoulder. Barge.
Yeah, a shoulder barge.
Yeah.
And then you can hit someone with your hips. You can't hit anybody in the back.
No.
You can hit someone with your hips, like your a knee upwards and with your chest. So with that, your blockers have to stop the jammers getting through. However many blockers you pass, you get a point.
Oh, so you're not in a line?
No, you're not in a line. So it's not like the film Whip It. It's completely different to that now.
I don't know, there's a film called Whip It.
Yeah, you should watch it. But there's a film called Whip It. They're all in a line, but they're not anymore. So you can kind of mentally prepare for what the other team's going to do. You can set yourself on the track how you think it's going to work.
Right.
And the jammer's got to try and get through, but you've got to stop that jammer getting through. And that's how it goes.
So where would you position yourself then as a blocker? Were you
it depends. So I used to love jamming.
Yeah.
So
I'd
be
like Bob Marley.
I jam in. I used to love getting through those people because I loved just getting through sneakily. I loved like seeing the gaps and just thinking I can get through there. And actually, what a lot of jammers do is that, but I love just smacking right through them.
Oh, so they can touch you. They've got to
stop
you.
Yeah, it is a full contact sport.
Right.
So if I was on the jam line and I see four people in front of me, I'm just going to go right in with my shoulders, and I'm going to go straight in.
Miley Cyrus coming like a wrecking ball. And I'm going
to hit them full on like the wrecking ball. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I used to love.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care if I got hurt. I just... Well, that's how I broke my elbow.
Well, that's what we're going to come on to, yeah. You no longer play that sport.
No.
You broke your elbow. Would you return to it?
100%, yeah, I would. If I wasn't doing the job that I'm in now, where I work from, you know, 1 until 9 at night, where my training is 8 till 10, I would definitely go back.
How did you break your elbow?
So I was doing... Were you using it to
jam in someone's teeth?
So... There was me and another Scottish guy, because it was a mixed teams, male and female.
Yeah.
And he was one of my best friends. It was dead funny. He's quite big.
Does that help in any way?
It doesn't make any difference at all. But he was like a bit gorilla-like, do you know what I mean? He was big. He was a big guy.
He was hairy. Had a big
fair hair. So it wasn't like a...
Love bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
Used to slap his chest. Anyway, go on.
So he was from Glasgow. I was from where I... It doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
And I don't know why we're discussing. And his postcode is whatever.
And
tell them your names.
We used to do this drill where there was like two people.
Oh, so this is training.
This was a training group. Yes. Yeah, Jesus. So around the track, in the circular track, we'd have two blockers, and in front of 5 feet in that, we'd have another two blockers. 5 foot of that, another two blockers, or 5 foot of that, another two blockers. So you'd have the jammer trying to get through both blockers, then you'd have to get the next through, get through them, and then through the next one, and basically get through them all, and you'd keep going until you'd done a whole thing, like a whole, a full like a lap circle. A full lap of the training circle. So I was doing this, and I managed to get my way through, and I was almost there, and... So this guy, he's called Sugar Puff Daddy.
Right. Yeah.
Amazing. He's
Sugar Puff Daddy. So he wears shades like Puff Daddy. But he's also a honey monster. I don't really...
Exactly. So Sugar Puff Daddy. Now, I was chest blocking him at the time.
Yeah.
So I was... He was coming forward to me. I had my chest in front of him. He could not get past me. And he was struggling for about 2 minutes. So... And then he seen me laughing at him. Because we used to have this, like, mutual bond, I guess. And we used to laugh at each other all the time. We used to, like, make each other work harder. Because he seen me grin and smirk. He thought, fuck this. That's it. So he, like, lunged and, like, just hit me. So I fell backwards. And that was me going flying through the air, out of the air. Like, literally, my feet were about 10 foot above the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're only 4'11", so
backwards, and then I landed with my arm backwards. I sprained my shoulder and broke my elbow because it was overstretched. It wasn't because I landed on it because I had elbow pads on.
Did you know it? So basically, it went the outside way. Yeah.
Snapped outwards.
Did you know straight away, or because you're Scottish, like you worked?
I didn't
know
straight away, so I continued.
You just hit him with a soggy end and carried on.
Basically, yeah. So I continued with the game, continued with the match, and I continued for about 10, 20 minutes, and then I was like, do you know what, I'm done. I'm going to put this to bed, I've had enough. And then when I was trying to drive home, I could not use my left arm because I'd sprained my shoulder and broke my elbow. So I couldn't use it.
Change gears.
I could not change gears on my car.
On a British car, yeah.
So on my car, I was trying to drive home, but I was on a hill. So I was doing a hill start. Have you ever done a hill start with one arm? It's horrendous. So I was literally on this hill trying to get the biting point, and my arm from the right hand side was reaching over, trying to get it into gear, hoping that I was going to make it because I had to get on the motorway. Thought, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll just work it out. If it's still like that in the morning, I'll go to the hospital and see what happens. Woke up at 5, 6, 7 in the morning.
It's like bingo.
Do you know what? I can't even remember what time it was, but I woke up, had to go to the hospital, sprained my shoulder, broke my elbow, that was it. 6 weeks off work. Boom.
Did you have to wear a gum shield for this sport?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Quite intense.
All the time, yeah. But yeah, I loved it. So you had a helmet, you had shin pads.
Well, you've already got the helmet. He's right behind you. There he is. Hey! would you... So, are you not worried that if you went back to it, though, you'd do you'd hurt it again?
Yeah, but I've got insurance now. It's fine.
Oh, well, happy days then. I don't know if you wanted to discuss anything else.
Have you thought about your names?
Oh, what was the names for the roller derby?
You like this?
Like the Leeds lesbians or, you know, the...
The lesbians?
I don't know, I'm just fantasizing.
They're not all lesbians, you know.
I know, but, well, you say that.
Okay, so we have one guy at roller derby who, he's called Cinderfella. Cause it's like a play on words.
Yeah, I got that.
Cinderfella, yeah.
Thanks for pointing that to me.
Mine was Armageddon.
He used to wear high heels instead of rollerblades, correct?
It's so funny.
Why was he called Cinderfella? Because you sort of explained the pun, but you didn't explain why.
Well, nobody knows why they've got the names. It's just the names they pick.
Right, so that was his nickname, was it? What was your nickname?
Armageddon.
Nice. So that makes sense, though, because that's your name.
Yeah. So you just basically pick a roller derby name because it goes on your t-shirt on the back.
Cinderfella, though, is he...
Because he was...
A camp gentleman?
Well, maybe,
like one of them penguins we discussed earlier?
Yeah, exactly. So he was a Cinderfella.
Right, okay.
You had the guy who broke my elbow who was called Sugar Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Discuss Sugar Puff Daddy. Well, I thought it was team names that we had. That's why I said Leeds Lesbians or like...
So it's not a team name. You have your own name.
Right.
And then you have your own number as well.
What was your number?
28.
Any particular reason?
Because it's my birthday.
Right, okay.
And what else did we have name-wise? We had Philosoraptor. So Phil, his name was Phil, yeah. So that was really good. We had, what was it called now? Oh, I can't remember. We had Smack Mamba.
Smack Mamba, is it a heroin addict?
Black Mamba. So she was from...
Ghana?
No, she wasn't actually...
Milton Keynes.
Oi, stop it. she was actually from another... she wasn't planet? From Manchester Roller Derby, but she was with one of the guys from there. And we also had Brawls Deep.
Brawls Deep?
Brawls
Like a fighter
deep.
Who...
As in Balls Deep.
Yeah, but why brawl? Just they like fight, you know, just...
Do you just make up any
name
like that you
want?
Just
like a pun on Balls Deep. Okay.
That's what it is, it's just puns on names.
What would mine be then? James. James, what would mine be?
Johnny... It would be Fat Cunt.
It's not really a play on words, is it, mate?
Okay.
You'd be like Rubber Johnny, because we could say like you bounce off people. And you're also a bit of a dick. Rubber Johnny, for our American listeners, if they're unaware, is a condom. I don't know what mine would be.
Fat Cunt.
Fat Cunt. It's Amber's podcast now. It's Armageddon's podcast now, so if you could...
Amber, can you just call him a fat boy, please?
No.
I don't know what my nickname would be. If any listeners, Special K... Anthony, anyone would want to...
Yes, we need a name for you,
don't
we?
Give me a nickname. I'm happy to take suggestions.
To be a bastard.
Just Johnny now, drunkenly whispering into Amber's face.
To be a bastard.
I don't think he'd take
I mean, I don't know where he learnt to whisper. A fucking helicopter, probably. I'm not sure. Is there anything else you want to add, Amber? How was it? How was the episode for you?
It was really weird because I just... chucked into it, but it was quite nice.
You got thrown
in
at the deep end, thanks to your lovely fella.
Yeah.
It's all right. I reckon we'll...
I think I'm better than him, though.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I mean, you...
Turn up sober, at least. Jesus.
A little bit. And you drink during the show, which I like and I encourage, but you don't, like, sort of slosh it onto the microphone or eat during it, which is great.
That's nice.
I think, you know, there could be calls...
I've enjoyed it, yeah.
There could be calls for you to do it again. Armageddon. So, thank you very much for joining us.
Armageddon.
Johnny, you normally do it all the time. I know you're still there in the background. Would you like to tell the listeners where they can email us?
No, let this bitch do it. Come on, I think you fucking know it all, do you? Think podcasters think he's easy, do you? It's a piece of piss doing a podcast. You're sitting and talk shit to James.
Is he horrible to you when he's had a drink? Is he horrible?
Oh, come on. No,
horrible,
no, come on. It comes to the complicated bit. Getfactcast@gmail.com.
Okay, email us at
getfactcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Is it?
And where are they going to get us on Twitter?
Do not talk to Johnny. Thank you very much. He's a prick.
Where are they going to get us on Twitter?
Do
I care? My own girlfriend doesn't follow me on fucking Twitter, listeners. That's what it's like. That's what I'm fucking...
I don't follow you on Facebook. Never mind Twitter, so fuck off.
You don't follow me around the fucking house.
Oh, this is turning into a domestic. You can get us on Twitter, Johnny.
Hang on. Let me just deal with this bitch. Stop it. Don't let that happen again.
That was a joke. We wouldn't promote domestic violence like that. It's such a horrific thing to do.
Ow.
Yeah, but... No, next time, though, seriously, listeners, I will fucking hit her. What are we on about?
Come on. Twitter, Johnny.
Twitter, get a fat cast or something. I don't know.
At get fat cast.
You just shut up and go to bed. Go on.
No, I'm not going to bed because we're having a fucking party. We're going to get fucking wasted.
You've had your party.
There's
I think you had your
a
party.
Bottle of whiskey in the kitchen.
I think you had your party about 3:30 this afternoon.
This one be edited out, isn't it?
No.
Potentially.
No, this is the bit that we leave in because I can't be arsed to edit it out.
So thank you very much for listening, guys. If you did like Amber's contribution on the show, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's better than Johnny's. Then
yeah, she's
please
rustling now.
Get in touch at getfatcast@gmail.com or at getfatcast on the old Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Don't.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.